feel the Lord just bringing us a little different direction this morning. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. God is always thinking about us. And you know, they're always good thoughts. They're thoughts of peace and not of evil. Jesus said in John 10:10 that it's the thief or it's Satan that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've come that you might have abundant life. God wants us to have an abundant life. God's not looking to take from the wealthy to give to the poor. He's looking for an opportunity to bless the poor. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Luke 4. Let's just turn there for a second. Jesus said this. It was right after he had just spent some time with Satan. 40 days with Satan. Let's just back up there. Jesus, verse 1, being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's the key right there. He was filled with the dunamis power of God. Because we're no match for the devil on our own. Jesus was no match outside of the power of God. You have to understand, Jesus came as fully man, but also fully God. But he removed his attributes of God, and he operated as a man, filled with the Holy Spirit. And this here in Luke chapter 4 is to show us that we can beat Satan, filled with the Holy Spirit. And what did he do? Did he take out a bat and start beating on the devil? No. He said, it's written. Right here. It's written. And three times it's recorded, the enemy came at him a lot more than that in 40 days. It's just recorded three times that he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. And then it said the devil left him. But notice what it says in verse 13. It says he departed from Jesus until an opportune time. He's coming back. So that's why Jesus said you'll have tribulation. The enemy, he's relentless. He doesn't give up. You have to be relentless and say no. You have to resist the devil by saying, it is written. No. Tell him. Tell the devil. The devil knows. He knows what's written, but you need to make sure that he knows you know. Because those seven sons of Sceva, they didn't have the name of Jesus. They were just setting up business and probably charging $10. You know, 1-800, we deliver. Casting out demons. They were setting up a business. It's not what it says, but work with me here. They didn't have the name of Jesus, but you do. So when they said, when they said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. See, they didn't have the name in them. And those demons spoke to him, all seven of them, and said, well, Paul we know, and Jesus we know, but who are you? And these demons beat the snot out of them, tore their britches off, and left them running. And that was the end of 1-800, we deliver. They went out of business quick. But they didn't have the name. You have the name. The wonderful name of Jesus. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. He's anointed me. That anointing means to come down on and come all upon you. He's anointed me with the Holy Spirit and with power. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Why would God have to anoint God if Jesus was acting as God? He wouldn't. Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. If he came as God, he wouldn't have to grow in wisdom, right? We have to read the whole Bible and let it speak. He's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's gospel to the poor? Good news. That there's another way and you don't have to stay poor. Poor countries are poor because they haven't had the truth. They haven't had the knowledge of the truth of the Word of God. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13, my people, he says, God's people have gone into captivity for a lack of knowledge. Friend, we need knowledge. We need the knowledge of the Word of God. It's not enough to just get born again. Now you need to know how to operate as a born again believer. And that's where the knowledge is important. That's where the knowledge comes. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. You see, you could write your name right in here. He sent you to heal the brokenhearted. He sent you to proclaim liberty to the captives. This is our assignment. Recovery of sight to the blind. Barbara Arbo sent a link to a miracle that just, I don't know when it was, but Billy Joe Doherty was ministering somewhere, and there was a woman of Indian descent, and she's probably, I'm guessing, looking at her, she was in her 40s or 50s, born blind. And within that 14 minutes of a video clip, she was seeing, and she was praising God. And he says, well, what do you want to see now that you can see? And she says, just everything God's created. And he says, well, what will you do now? She says, I'm going back to my country and tell him about Jesus. It's her assignment now. It's our assignment. If the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, he's anointed you. He's anointed you, says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to be, the power will come upon you so that you can be witnesses. That means evidence provider. This woman's going back to India to bring evidence. Her whole family knew she was born blind, couldn't see a thing. I remember him asking her the question. He says, well, what did you think the world was like? She says, it's just dark. 50-some years, it's just dark. But now she's got a purpose. The doctors told her that she'll never see. Matter of fact, in the video, she had been to a doctor, and they had these things all stuck to her head. I don't know what it was all about. They didn't. Did anybody see that video? You did. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to even talk about it because that's the goodness of God. Imagine if you had never seen. Now you see, we've got to believe, and we've got to bear witness to the world. They're goofed up in their thinking. It's not their fault, because they've seen so much hypocrisy and so much that they don't want anything to do with it. We got to live right. We got to live holy lives. We go to work, get there early. You want a promotion? Dear Lord, we need to have a man to testify again here. Again, it was again 3 weeks ago. It's again. She's being promoted to assistant manager now. It's like, come on. If this doesn't bear witness with the goodness of God and the faithfulness of a person that put their trust in God, how much gooder does it get? I would not be surprised if she tells me sometime, well, you know what? I just own the store now. They just decided they like me running it so much they're giving it to me. God is a big God. Talk to her. She's a blessing. Remember when you first came, you didn't know anything. Didn't know anything. And now here's this God that loves her and has taken her from, she doesn't even look back. You can't look back. And you can't make excuses for what was back there. I can't change the hurt from 40 years ago, but I can give you hope for the future. And from this moment on, you can have the best days of your life. Isn't that exciting? I'm expecting my days to get even better or gooder and gooder. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. Boy, I tell you, if the people that are addicted to heroin aren't oppressed, I don't know what the definition would be. Talk to some of them. They hate it. They hate that they're addicted. My whole heart changed towards them because, and I've shared this before, just telling on myself years ago, I just thought, well, if they're stupid enough to just do these drugs. But when I began to hear the heart of, and the cry of some of these people, it's just like they don't want to be there. But it's so stinking hard. They can't do it on their own. They need the power of God. And in a moment, they can be free from that all. If you know anybody that's, you need to get into the knowledge of the truth of the Word of God, and you be the deliverer. Carry the delivering news. And say, you know what? I'll pray with you. Because I serve a God that will set you free right now. You don't have to wait and bring them to a miracle service. You do it. That's what Jesus was saying in Acts chapter 1. Now you're going to have the power. Now you be evidence providers. You be witnesses. Well, I know my pastor believes that. You believe it. You believe it. We're all believers. Look, if you want me to come with you sometime to talk to somebody, I'd be happy to go. I go see people all the time. Happy to do that. If you need some moral support, that's fine. I'll go. We'll pray together. We'll believe together. Some of you know what I'm talking about by experience. You've been there. You've seen the goodness of God. But there are people that have never seen. Can you imagine this? Just think of this. There are some people that have never seen God's goodness manifest to them. Had a horrible child life, didn't do well in school, probably got kicked out of school, ended up in reform school, which doesn't reform them, makes them bitter and angry, and they get out of that. Now they're in jail, and they're still building prisons. Somehow we need to get right back here to these people. Because they can't come this morning. Guys, I was just talking yesterday to the men at the breakfast. You know, I want it more than just we get together and eat. We have that in common, but you know, we've got other things in common too. And I even said, you know what, we're going to do something at a different time because I know there are some men that work Saturdays and can't come. So we're going to make that available. And I asked them when they left, I said, come up with some ideas of some things we could do. This just came up. There's a prison right here. There's a jail right here. These aren't the hardcore people. We could get to them before they're lifers. Now, God can get to lifers, but why not get to some? I'm sure they're thinking, you know what? This bed isn't as comfortable as when I was at mom's house. You know what? I'm not getting fed the way mom used to feed me. You know what? It's kind of chilly in here. I don't like this. We could bring them Bibles. I don't know, guys, just be thinking. Women, you'd be thinking about things too, because there's women there too, isn't there? This isn't just a men's thing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. You know, over in Corinthians, it says that we're ambassadors for Christ. That means we're his representatives being sent. Where are we being sent? Wherever God sends you. Could be the workplace. Don't overlook the workplace. You spend a lot of time working. Those of you that are working. But those of you that aren't working, don't just think, well, I'm just biding my time until the Lord takes me home. No, you got work to do. You could reach somebody. I was sharing at the men's breakfast yesterday. The older guys, you got more wisdom than these young whippersnappers that think they know everything. They may have knowledge in certain things, but you've got wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to use knowledge without mucking everything up. You know, people that are so zealous for, oh, I just know everything, How many have ever raised kids and their kids, they just think they know everything? It happens at about 16. Something kicks in and they know everything. But there's hope. If you're still in that, there's hope. Because all of my kids have finally, years later, 10 years or more later, they take time to tell you, you know what, you were right. In some things I'm still waiting. But we have wisdom as being gone through things. Our younger people, they don't have to go through some of the stuff we went through. If we went through stuff. Are you hearing me? Bottom line, God, back to Jeremiah 29:11, come full circle. He's got plans for you. He's been thinking about you. And he's been thinking about you today and this week and this Thanksgiving season. And he's got people for you to reach. I shared this just not too long ago in ministry that there were people that need to make a phone call. You need to pick up the phone. Just call somebody that you know you need to call. Just do it. Just do it. Now I'm coming to Wednesday night service. Nike, just do it. You know that's a Bible word? We'll get into that another time. I had fun Wednesday night talking about victory. See, Nike associates themselves with victory, and it comes right out of the Bible. Isn't that interesting? See, the devil isn't the one inspiring Nike. God. Now, the devil will get people in that company and make it look like maybe things aren't so good. But God got a hold of somebody. I don't know who it is. But it came right out of the Bible. Amen.